Jade! Echoed through the store. I may never wash my hand again. Love is in the air, dee-dee-dee, dee-dee-dee. Jade Hicks, owner of Tis the Season Christmas Shop, paused from filling online orders and stepped into the lobby. She pulled the Dutch door closed behind her to keep her French bulldog Chloe from joining in the excitement. Jade's part-timer, Patty Hall, fondly known around the small beach town as Peppermint Patty, waltzed around the space between the two large Christmas trees and the counter. I got to meet Raphael Allard this morning, and he kissed my hand. I am so excited that the Love Channel's TV crew is here. I adore their shows, and now my Coastal Valentine will be my favorite since it was filmed here in Mermaid Bay. He is smoking hot and so exotic with those smoldering looks and hair, and that beautiful French accent, and those blue eyes. Ooh la la! Patty continued to flit around in her red sweater with giant pink hearts that matched her leggings. I pulled out all my Valentine wear for the occasion. This is so exciting. I'm not sure the town will be the same, Jade said. Your empty lot next door looks like a pop-up town with all those campers and trucks, Patty said. Her blonde curls bobbed as she danced. The RV company brought them in and did the setup, and the crew moved in within hours. And thankfully, the TV crew hired people to take care of the water and all the other stuff. Who knew we'd have people camping next to the store? Who knew where I work would be home to a TV crew and all the Hollywood fun? We have front row seats to all the behind-the-scenes action. And did you see that big food tent? I need to bring a pair of binoculars so I won't miss anything. It looks like a beehive of activity out there. The bigwigs are staying over with Ruby at the Pearl. The staff and the crew are in the campers. The bed and breakfast will be the perfect setting. I hope they use it in the filming, too. Ruby's blue Victorian looks like a dollhouse with all that gingerbread work. All the Love Channel shows have some kind of quaint house. Mermaid Bay is a perfect setting for their audience. As you know, our streets haven't changed since 1950, Patty said. Before Jade could comment, the front door flew open and Bernie Nash barreled in. Jade's part-time handyman and Santa waved his cell phone.
Hey, gals. I need some help. How do I send a picture to the guys? That cute little movie star said hello and gave me a peck on the cheek.
He handed Jade his phone to show her the photo of him in his flamingo print shirt with Elle Valentine, the Love Channel's darling and star of almost every show. Email or text? Jade asked. Or do you want to post it somewhere? A puzzled look crossed his face.
I can do email, I guess.
Jade stepped through how to attach a photo. Bernie nodded a lot and then called out the long list of his fishing buddies that he wanted to include. Nice picture of you and Elle, Jade said. A flush made Bernie's cheeks rosier than normal.
Thanks. I knew you could help me out with this newfangled stuff.
The Santa lookalike saluted and trotted out the door. If you're okay here, I'm going to run over to Ruby's and drop off the welcome gifts for her guests from Tis the Season, Jade said. No problemo. Chloe and I will have a dance-off or something while you're gone. We can handle the store. And maybe we'll see some stars. We've got this, Patty said. I pulled all the heart and Valentine decorations I could find for the two big display trees. You may want to check the storeroom to see if there are any I missed. I'm on it, Patty said, with a twinkle in her blue eyes. Jade gathered the red and purple gift bags full of sparkly tissue paper and set them in two large boxes. Throwing her purse strap over her shoulder, she balanced both boxes on her hip and opened the back door. Traffic on Neptune Road had been diverted to the side streets, and the TV crew had surrounded Jade's side lot with plastic hurricane fencing. The quiet beach community looked different with all the traffic barriers and cordoned zones. Normally, everyone in town took a deep breath after Labor Day. But this fall, the Business Council contracted with a popular cable network to film a show in and around town. Everyone wanted to get close to the action,